That before our time is done, all our battles will be won. For our destiny is one of understanding. If you look, then you will see that God created you and me, not to live as slaves, but to be free. America, land of the free, right to life and liberty. Open your eyes and you will see that America is still the land of the free. Dying, our republic in a struggle for existence. Crying for the justice we deserve, with the trust our fathers served to us, while we emulate the heroes of resistance. These choices are for you and me, liberty or slavery. It's time for you to choose your destiny. America, land of the free, right to life and liberty. Open your eyes and you will see that America is still the land of the free. Land of the free, right to life and liberty. Open your eyes and you will see that America is still the land of the free. Freedom, tread the same road which our founding fathers led on. Become single-minded in your cause, and progress without a pause, as we approach a worldwide Armageddon. Heed the living prophecy, stand up for the world to see. What will be your legacy? To live as slaves, or else die free. America, land of the free, right to life and liberty. Open your eyes and you will see that America is still the land of the free. Land of the free, right to life and liberty. Open your eyes and you will see that America is still the land of the free. Land of the free, right to life and liberty. Open your eyes and you will see that America is still the land of the free. Land of the free, right to life and liberty. Open your eyes and you will see that America is still the land of the free. Land of the free, right to life and liberty. Open your eyes and you will see that America is still the land of the free.
Okay, number 9 will go automatically into 10, but not yet. All right. Man, that's a cheap high. All right.
All right.
Oh, man. Well, I'll tell you what, folks. We're just getting started. And I know that the feds are out there listening. I know you can hear us. And if you don't hear us within earshot, you can hear us on the internet. And I want you all to know that as much as you may not believe us, we are here for your children. Mr. Law Enforcement Officer, Mr. Military Person, I'm willing to fight and die defending the rights that your unborn children will enjoy. I am wondering, Mr. Law Enforcement Officer, is your salary worth the cost of your child's rights? I want to know, Mr. Law Enforcement Officer, are your bennies and perks worth the price that your unborn children will pay? I want to know, Mr. Law Enforcement Officer, if your payoffs on the side, if you have any, and we know there's plenty of that going on, if the prestige that you enjoy, if the shiny badge and the uniform make you feel so good and have intoxicated your soul to the point where maybe you don't care about your unborn grandchildren. Well, guess what? We do! I don't know what it's going to take to get you folks to realize we are not the enemy. Track 16. We're not the enemy. We're not the bad guys here, folks. And the sad fact is that law enforcement and military have been sold a bill of goods. They've been told over and over again that the fraternal organization that they're a part of is somehow above and better than the people that they're supposed to serve. What's wrong with this picture? Protect and serve means protect and serve the people. Not protect and serve the people that pass laws that are criminalizing the very activities that make us a free society. And so, Mr. Military Person, and so, Mr. Law Enforcement Officer, if you're looking for the enemy, look elsewhere. Look up your chain of command. Because if you're looking for the bad guys, you're not going to find them here. Go ahead.
Well, the founders of our country tried to teach us to avoid a tyranny. So they wrote the Constitution and the Bill of Rights for their posterity. And they told us we should never sacrifice our liberty, even when the world around us threatens our security. Today our leaders want our freedoms, but they won't get a concession out of me. There are 20,000 laws that Congress passes every year to keep us free. And each one is a link that forms a chain around your neck that you can't see. When you support the Demopublicans, Republicrats, do they represent the corporations? Because that's what they're paid to do. And they're hoping they'll get support from you, but they will never get support from me. For the people it's supposed to be. Don't ignore your own responsibility. If you turn your head and look away, there's a price you and yours will have to pay. And slay. And during the election they will tell you you control your destiny. But computers do the voting and they don't allow the public scrutiny. And the scores of correspondents say it's balanced and it's fair. Till the predetermined candidate, the winner they declare. And they're hoping that the public is completely unaware. But not me, not me, not me, not me, not me. Not me. I guarantee you that I'm not your enemy. Then you say slave.
No electric cabinet here, so we're on our own.
to see how we're slowly falling into tyranny. Turn your head and look away, that there's a price you and yours will have to pay. Well, they say that you'll repeat it if you don't ignore your history. Well, if you're serving in a uniform, I hope you recognize that the ones that give the orders are the ones that tell the lies. If you're looking for the enemy, you're in for a surprise. It isn't me. Not me. Not me. Not me. I guarantee you that I'm not the enemy. Not me. Not me. The ones you're looking for are on the TV. Not me. Not me. I guarantee you that I'm not your enemy. Not me. Not me. I'm a patriot and I will die free. Not me. Not me. I'm a patriot and I will die free.
There we go.
All right. We're not the bad guys here. What's it going to take to get you folks in uniform to understand that? Holy mackerel. But you know what? How many folks are familiar with the Power Hour every day on GCN, every morning? Most of you, huh? How many years have I been saying, folks, it's an open hand and not a clenched fist? How many years have I been saying that? All these years. Well, I'll tell you what, folks, you get to a point, if you extend that open hand and it gets slapped, and then it gets bitten, and then it gets beat on, and it gets kicked, and it gets shot at, and eventually you hand out this, what used to be an open hand, but is now bloodied, bruised, and dripping, and it clenches into a fist. Now, I don't know how far we are from that point. But I will tell you, America is waking up. And I know that Eddie Brown has reached that point. And I know that there are a lot of us that should have reached that point a long time ago. Because they are very slowly and incrementally taking away our rights. And if we allow them to take them, we won't get them back, folks. We will not get them back. We have the first 10 amendments to the Constitution, or supposedly. First Amendment is being exercised here today, the right to gather and have free speech. And the Second Amendment is there to protect the first. That's what it's all about. Next one. Next one. That's it. If you know the words, sing along and you'll know what to do. There are problems in our country. If you live in troubled times, there are far too many criminals and far too many crimes. I'm locking every window and I'm bolting every door. The tool I'll use from self-defense will even up the score. You can rant, you can rave, you can make your demands, and you can take my gun from my cold, dead hands. Help me out. Help me out when it comes around again, okay? There are global corporations, they have billions that they pay to the greedy politicians who make sure things go their way. They tax us into poverty and we live from day to day. But then we're useless eaters, we don't get to have a say. You want to trash my Constitution? Is that what's in your hand? You could take faggot! In every case through history, genocide was planned. The firearms were gathered up at the opposition band. The tyrants made distractions and people looked away. And by the time they they realized they couldn't get away. The smiling face on my TV said,
we should all join hands and help create a vision of a new world order plan.
We'll downsize our defenses, give our bases all away
to a UN global peace force. And we'll do just what they say. We'll take your globalist agenda and your
new world order
plans, and you can take my gun from my cold, dead hands. A man named Thomas Jefferson said there would come a day when government would try to lead the people all astray, confusing and abusing, slowly stripping rights away. To protect yourself from tyranny, there can only be one way. The part of uninfringed, do you not understand? Take us from my cold, dead hands! In every case through history, the genocide was planned. Firearms were gathered up and the opposition banned. The tyrants made distractions and the people looked away. And by the time they realized they couldn't get away, a lawman up in Utah by the name of Sheriff Mack said, we lost our Constitution and we've got to take it back. The right to keep and bear arms, where the Bill of Rights is penned, isn't there to hunt or target shoot. It's there to self-defend. There ain't nothing here to compromise. There's a line here in the sand, and you can take my gun from my cold, dead hands. Take your globalist agenda and your
new world order
plans, and you can take my gun from my cold, dead hands. What part of fun and friends do you not understand? You can take my gun from my cold, dead hand.
All right. Yeah. All right, Jack, ready? Okay. All right.
I gotta tell you, I'm a little disappointed, folks. I shouldn't need to prod you with a cattle prod to get you to go on that kind of stuff. That's the type of prodding we need to be doing downtown Plainville in Lebanon to get the regular sheeple up here. We need you folks to go out and set the example. Again, look for the opportunity to be the first one on the dance floor. Never, ever be afraid to have your license plate number taken down or your picture taken. Folks, we have to look for the opportunity to set the example for everybody else, because damn, it feels good to be here, doesn't it? All right, I'm going to turn this over to Jack. We got lots of stuff going on. If you're hungry, there's food. And there's a gray basket over here. Very lonely. Very empty, and very much deserving. So, my name's Dave Von Kleist. We'll be talking to you, I'm sure, in just a little bit. Let's have a party.
Dave Von Kleist, folks. Hey, we've been getting calls from all over the country saying that the internet broadcast going out live is coming out perfectly. Calls from Minnesota, calls from New York, calls from California. People all over the world are watching you right now. Stand up for yourselves. So I want to say to the people now watching this free webcast, you can go to We the People. That's the We the People Network, WTPRN.com or GCNLive.com, and push the donation button. And, you know, it's nice that you get this for free if you can put in a couple of bucks to offset the cost. We would really, really appreciate it. Now, many of you have heard of Randy Weaver. Anybody heard of Randy Weaver in this audience? Randy, where are you? Randy, come up to the stage if you can. I want you to talk to these good people here. If you don't know who Randy Weaver is, he paid the ultimate sacrifice at Ruby Ridge and lost about half of his family up there. And I think it says a lot for Randy. I mean, a lot of people would have said, that's enough for me. My child was shot. I had to carry my child's dead body into the garage, and while I did that, they shot me. And I watched them shoot my wife while she was holding our baby. Killed her dead on the spot. And if it wasn't for Bo Greitz and Jack McClam and good people like you came to their rescue, he wouldn't be here with us today. But a lot of people would have said, that's enough of it for me. I'm done fighting for my freedom. I just want to go hide somewhere and live out the rest of my life. Not Randy Weaver. And that's why he's been here again and again and again and again in his personal expense to make sure that he can use his name, his credibility, his sacrifice to stand up for Ed and Elaine Brown. And I think it's worked. I'm not even going to go into the carbon tax for that military helicopter that's been spinning around. It's supposed to be global warming, and they're wasting a lot of energy, a lot of gasoline up there. I just hope it doesn't crash and knock down half of the town and it all collapses in a perfect footprint. That's always possible. Randy, if somebody sees Randy Weaver, send him over to the stage. Dave Cahill is coming up next, and Dave is like a lot of you people here, saw some of the work that was being done on the street by the group of We Are Change out of New York and Loose Change, and decided to, like so many of you, devote his life to the truth and devote his life to freedom. And I want to remind you, this is the summer of freedom. How does it feel, folks? Dave has a new CD out as well, writes songs about implantable microchips. Let me just spend a second while we're trying to locate Randy Weaver to tell you about this. Years ago, and I feel we've been vindicated, folks. I remember, you know, being on the radio in 2001 talking about the Project for New American Century, and the station down the dial was telling their listeners, there's no such thing. It's a conspiracy theory. And we said, well, they have their own website. You can just go to it. It's PNAC.org. I mean, we're not making it up. And they said there would be weapons of mass destruction. They said Al-Qaeda would come in and kill us. And none of that happened. They've lost all their credibility. Meanwhile, we've been vindicated. They said there would be no world government and no regional government. Anybody that talked about the concentration of power, the centralization of power by the elite, was crazy. They were nuts. And now here we have the coming North American Union with a prosperity and control partnership, as it can be called. Security and prosperity partnership. Look it up, folks. I like to call security control. You have your social control number. We have Homeland Control Department. And that's how we learn. Now, a lot of people also don't know. I'm going to skip around here. That's how I do it. I'm a talk show host. You know, we often digress. My middle name is Jack Digress Blood. But a lot of people think that George Bush set up Homeland Security, that George Bush set up this bureaucracy, that George Bush was the author of the Patriot Act. And just to show that we're equal opportunity muckrakers here today, I'll tell you, and this is a fact, it was Bill Clinton that set that up. It was after the Oklahoma City bombing, inside job, it was after the Oklahoma City bombing that Tom Daschle and Bill Clinton and their minions got together and wrote the crime bill. They also deregulated and centralized the media. And by the way, Al Gore was part of that. And they wrote the crime bill. And they set up Homeland Security. And they had a major dissenter who said this would take away the freedom of Americans. His name was John Ashcroft. So the fact of the matter is, this tyranny expands through multiple administrations. We don't call them elections anymore. We call them selections. In 2004, we had Skull and Bones candidate B, John Kerry, and Skull and Bones candidate A, George W. Bush. That's a good choice, isn't it? And they tell you that anyone in America can be president, as long as you have elite bloodlines. I mean, and we were talking about Bohemian Grove earlier, where they're having human sacrifices as we speak, cremating their care. Their care is, you know, what they do to us. Every year they have to get together and do mock human sacrifices in front of a 50-foot stone owl in order to relieve themselves of any guilt that they might have for what they've done to you. And this is a fact. You can look it up. So this tyranny expands through multiple generations. And when are the American people going to wake up and say, we've already had 20 years, legitimately 20 years of Clintons and Bushes? When are they going to realize that? You're saying, how do you get 20 years? But we have to go back, actually, it's even more than that. We have to go back to the Reagan administration to see that George Herbert Walker Bush, Poppy Bush, who pulled the strings on 9/11, it's my opinion, ran the Reagan administration. And most people will tell you that. They covered up Iran-Contra. They're complaining about Iran right now when literally Oliver North admitted on television that they gave them their weapons, traded them for hostages, traded them to get Reagan elected. It's a fact that Bush was running that. So we've got 8 years of Bush-Reagan. We've got 4 years of Bush. We've got 8 years of Clinton. We've got 8 years of Junior. And now they're proposing another 8 years of Hillary Clinton. So I would think that at this point, the American people would say, hey, we have a dynasty set up here. And I think it's just a matter of fact. I believe, you know, and I think the evidence shows that Bill Clinton was selected by Poppy Bush to come in and cover up the crimes of the Bush administration. And that they'll put Hillary in if they can to cover up the crimes of the Bush administration. And if they can, they'll put in George P. Bush to cover up the crimes after the 8 years of Clinton. I got two words for you folks. Ron Paul. I love saying Ron Paul. I always get applause. Well, the fact of the matter is Ron Paul walks the walk, or as my good friend Maria Heller once told me, he walks the talk. He can back up what he's saying. He can answer every question spontaneously because once you know the Constitution, you don't have to deviate from the truth. You don't have to formulate the lie in your head. As Rumsfeld once said, the truth is often accompanied by a bodyguard of lies. So it's easy for him to answer the questions by the mainstream media, do it succinctly and directly because he knows the Constitution and he doesn't have to make it up. He doesn't have to remember the 50 years of lies that he strung together that he is protecting with its bodyguard. George Bush once said in an interview, I have to repeat things over and over again to catapult the propaganda. He literally said that on TV in an interview. They're not hiding it anymore. So it's great that you people are here. Great that you people are watching on the internet. Dave, how you doing? Getting close, Dave? Randy Weaver. Has anybody seen Randy Weaver? Now I'm becoming a little bit concerned. He might be dancing somewhere. And I'll just tell you on the side. Ask Randy to tell you jokes. He's actually a pretty funny guy. He can tell you some funny jokes. Don't have him do it in front of your children, though. He'll appreciate me saying that. Also on the program today, we're going to bring up Luke. Luke, We Are Change. Putting the spotlight on the cockroaches that pass as our politicians. Poker Face will be playing later tonight, and Blue Eyed Fools will bring out the screens, and they'll be showing a movie called From Freedom to Fascism. Anyone seen that movie? Aaron Russo, wherever you are, man, a lot of this is for you, buddy. Ready, Dave? Dave is going to come back and play some more music for you throughout the day. His new film is Ripple Effect. Check it out, thepowerhour.com. Dave Cahill, great to join us today. Does an acoustic set, folks. Highly relevant songs. I want to also, I mentioned, because I was digressing, when we were talking about microchips, that's one of those things they said that we were crazy about talking when we were talking about it. Oh, that's another conspiracy theory. The fact of the matter is, Wisconsin actually had to pass a law to stop the forcible implantation of subdermal microchips on their citizens. The governor signed the bill. It is now illegal to force people to take microchips in the state of Wisconsin. Atlanta, Georgia, doing the same thing. Cities, states all over the country doing the same thing. Right here in New Hampshire, the biometric IDs, the Real ID Act, banned, repealed, gone. The Patriot Act was banned in 280 cities across the country. Hey, let me just send a message to you, Poppy Bush and Henry Kissinger and David Rockefeller. You'll have no New World Order. Your New World Order is finished. You have no chance. The people will not be futile. The people will not resist. Your New World Order is dead. It dies here today. Dave Cahill, folks.
How you guys doing out here? I'm very proud to be here. I just want to salute and Elaine Brown right now. I salute you too for what you're doing. I salute all of you guys out there. It's amazing to be with so many like-minded people that are sick and tired of this tyranny. So I want to start things off. If you would all remove your hats, if you're wearing a hat, I'm going to start with the Star Spangled Banner right now. So I hope you enjoy that. Don't scan my mind, there's nothing in there for you. It makes me want to cry. Don't monitor me, I can feel your eyes behind me. There are so many out there. Has life become something that needs explaining? For tone, been stone, our fate is their misfortune. Don't crucify me, now hang me in your altar. Don't crucify me, I know more than you realize. Open, shut eyes, you're awake now. Don't read my file, it's not there to please you. I'm sealed for a reason. Don't hear me speak, my words aren't sure to harm you. You can silence me. Has life become something that needs explaining? For tone in stone, your fate is their misfortune. Don't crucify me, don't hang me in your altar. Don't crucify me, I know more than you realize. Open, shut eyes, you're awake now. Thank you.
Big. We're going to do one more for you guys.
We're going to try to make this louder than the helicopter. Or loud enough where they can hear us.
Some makeshift holy war is the bed already made. Every day we trade a pulse for this petroleum crusade. The gods are looking down on us, bewildered by the upper class. Yeah, wouldn't it be great if we could pay for our sins with cold hard cash? Yes. Crystals in a catatonic dream, bass around sound flat, plasma television screens, and the blue lights are so blinding that no one is concerned that all they will learn is suicide. She's done in moderation, financed by major corporations. It's technological salvation. Looking for the purpose itself is abandoned. Knowledge is not a virtue, I guess that makes it a sin. Betray your inner voice and you are a traitor to yourself. We can still exercise free will publicly and probably burn in hell. And Jesus loves us, well, that's what they say. I think we've made so big a mess that now he's pining away God came down and made the world in 7 days flat. Well, what's so special about that? Because making life is easier if you neglect its obligation. Yeah, we all begin as so much ejaculation and spend our whole damn life looking for salvation. At 2 years old, I've been to more funerals than I have been to weddings. But that don't bother me. Sometimes it's hard to tell the difference anyway. Either in a box or with the bride, someone makes their way down the aisle beneath the great golden crucifix. I could have sworn I saw Jesus smile as I look at my friends and family and wonder all the while who is left, who will they, and then me. Suicide is easy if done in moderation, in small intervals of pleasurable sensation. It's a chemical salvation. Salvation.
Thank you very much. You are all great Americans.
Against the cause, against the bullies. We are here I stand before the creator of the universe, and I ask the creator of the universe, as our founding fathers did in 1776, to please guide and direct us, and to give us the power and the foresight and the understanding and the will to stand against your entire agenda, including your final plan of world population reduction of 80%, the Henry Kissinger plan in 1973. Love our families that want to control our own destiny. You have more power and more money than you could ever spend. All the central banks that print the money. Why then is it killing you try to dehumanize us? Why do you put mercury in the vaccine? Spend a sodium chloride in the water? Why? Why do you put cancer viruses in the vaccine? Why is it used to put in uranium now in four separate nations? The equivalent of 44,000 T-bombs and uranium now in the atmosphere. Why are you doing this? Why are you so dark? Why are you so destructive? Why are you destroying your own future? You're arrogant. You have to get your truth to bed from history. You are threatened by the dynamic human brain spirit. You monopolize the economic system. You want to monopolize the spiritual system. Because you're threatened by the independent evil forces developing their own history. You believe that you have your monopoly of control and power. We here, the free peoples of Earth, stand against you, your wickedness. Millions of people every day wake up to what you're doing. They understand your program of control, and they will resist it. Millions of people every day, millions of people every day, and they will resist it. We ask you to reconsider your wickedness and your evil. You are being led by a very dark force. You have been manipulated and deceived yourself. It all began the church to see how many of you, that all the people and all the powers are not guilty. That you are born out of your wickedness and deception. You are born for power every day. Let me tell you now that I have no fear of you because I've already lived a wonderful life. And I've lived for what's good and what's decent and what's beautiful. And I believe in the human spirit. My life is overflowing. I am so incredibly happy. I am empowered. I am empowered by the life force. I am empowered by creativity and goodness and the light. You are filled with the black bits of hell. The world has been waging war on the people, waging war on the human population, and then your world government of an opposite part, an athlete's mind, of an athlete's heart, and fighting heart. You are destroying this species, you are destroying our development, you are fast social engineers. You're like these Mayans, the message of pride and those acts of love, and you're threatened of them right now. Feed on your own species, your upper pleasure class. That is why you can hear us and tell us now. So before you can get that wrong. You will and you are failing now. Your new world order will fall. Your humanity will defeat you. And your 1984 shall receive the attack. The human spirit has always risen against us. The human spirit has always overcome us. The human spirit has always resisted us. We are resisting you now as you live under our covenant. Because I believe it's powerful and true. And as we all here stand here like in one, the idea of human liberty and human freedom is the key to that truth. And you will fail. Your children will fail against you. Your wives will fail against you. That is wonderful. And it is the holy grail you've been seeking that's been right under your nose. Be good. Turn from your wicked ways. Say no to global government. Say no to engineering the human species into a slave state. Your tyranny has failed. You've already been defeated. It's already fueled the rumblings that your support crumbles underneath. The 5G is the cost you create to bring in world government. moment you gain the apex of your power, at the very moment you climb to the summit of that mountain, your defeat is assured. What you seek is your undoing. You have been defeated.
To Sheriff Gillens. And I thanked him for his patience. And he said thank you for thanking me for my patience. We asked him if he got the hamburgers that we sent down, and he said they were delicious. We asked him if he knew Homeland Security was flying a helicopter, and he said, well, that's their airspace. Because, you see, folks, the government owns the airspace, yes. They own it. They supersede the local officials. And the funny part about this is that they didn't get their information from their head office, from the people that are supposed to be supporting them. They got it from us. We had to go tell them that was Homeland Security. They weren't aware of it. But I want to thank Gillens. I asked Sheriff Gillens, how's it feel to be famous? He had no comment, of course, but he is famous. This is such a great thing, folks. Talk about security, the real kind of security. This is all going out live. Anything happens here, it's already out. There's nothing that they can do, and they know it. As I mentioned to Sheriff Gillens, these are good people up here. Everyone up here are good people. They care about their community, and that's what you need to know. And they said, yes, we know that. All right? So in many ways, we will convert even Sheriff Gillens, and maybe someday, who knows? Well, no, not Henry Kissinger. I said Sheriff. I think I promoted him. It's the Chief Gillens. Sorry. Well, Gillens, we'll see how you handle this. And who knows? If you join us, we'll get you that promotion, Gillens. We'll make you Sheriff. All right, folks, real quick. Poker Face is coming up here in about 5 minutes. They're a great, great band that's been slugging it out with the New World Order for about 10 years or more. They've really paid their dues to get here to this point to play for you. I can't wait to hear them. We have a lost and found here backstage, and somebody has lost this great microchipped global satellite positioning Motorola. And if you've lost your Motorola, in fact, we'll go through your pictures and find you if we have to. In fact, I hope you didn't put anything incriminating on this because this could get bad. But it is here for you, and if you lose something, come see us backstage. So we'll put you on hold just for a second, and we'll bring up the great Poker Face. Thank you very much for coming. Just kidding.
Thank goodness there's a woman here. Go ahead.
Okay. I got it.
I'm so bad. Oh, dude, I need to. Do you have another food stand? Here, just swap me. Swap me. We're going to swap.
No, yeah, we're just going to swap.
Okay. One mic better than another?
We move quickly. Okay.
Yeah, man. Check.
Hi, man.
Oh, yeah, man.
Just let me get a line check real quick. You want to take the extra mic there, brother?
Yeah, you can ditch that.
Check two.
All right, folks, real quick before... I was going to say Pennsylvania zone, but it is the United States zone. Poker Face will join. They are locked and loaded, armed and ready. I want to bring up Dave Von Kleist, who has a special treat for you all, a special message from his co-conspirator, Joyce Riley. Dave?
All right. All right. First of all, everybody's been asking, is Joyce here? Unfortunately, she wasn't able to make the trip, but she is definitely here in spirit, and she's here on the cell phone. I'm going to see if we can put the little speakerphone up here so she can say hello. Joyce, can you hear? Go ahead. Joyce, are you there? Okay, wait a second. Here we go. Hold on a minute. There we go. I got to hit this button here. There we go. Say a few words.
Hi, everybody. I want to say thank you, thank you, thank you for being there. I am so inspired by listening to all of you. It is coming in crystal clear over Rick's satellite. It sounds so incredible to know that you all are there, and I respect each and every one of you that have taken the time to be there. And I want to be there so badly, but only one of us could go. And I am so much inspired that we have got to redouble our efforts now. And with people like you and with the real people out there, we can do it. And thank you to each and every one of you that put your efforts toward coming there, every dime that you spent to come there. Ted Anderson, I was in awe of what he had to say. I've never heard that man be so brilliant in what he had to say. And Catherine Albrecht and the bands that were playing, the music that I've been hearing, I thank you so very much. You have given me such a gift today. I wish I could be there. So you all enjoy it. Have a great time. And I just am so proud to have Dave there also to be with you. And, well, I'll tell you, we will not stop is the way it's going to be, I guarantee you.
Love you, Joy.
All right.
Love you. Love you all. Thank you so very much. Take good care of Ed and Elaine. And I love you more than you have any idea. Thank you all very much. And take good care of Dave. He needs it.
And thank you. And I echo the sentiments. I wish you were here as well, sweetie.
You all go on to have a good time. I'll be listening.
All right. Good deal. Thank you, sweetie. We'll talk to you a little bit later. All right. There you go. I tell you, now, this is just another example. This is a team effort, folks. This has been a combination of the efforts between the We the People Network, the Republic, and the Genesis Networks. And, folks, we need to understand how important unity is right now. We have to work together. Because if we don't, divided, we will fall. And with that, I am just thrilled to be back here. But I haven't seen you guys since 2000. Since 2000. Yeah, in Washington, D.C. Well, Paul's been at this for a long, long time. And he's a veteran. He has been fighting this new world order. He deserves our support. Ladies and gentlemen, let's put your hands together. Make some noise for... Poker Face!
You say that you love me, but the love you give I can't afford. Say that you want me, what you want I find the poor. And the times that I forgave you, you throw it in my face. Now I no longer need you for the pain you bring to me. Listen to my mind, let it be high. in my time. Listen up. It's time to hunt bankers and the judges and lawyers at our horse too. Simple officials who like to bend our golden rule. Now you know we've got our eye on you. So you better do things right, or we'll hang you from the high streets while we party through the night. There's some of my eyes that you be high, taking our time. Since you want me, but what you want, I can't afford. Since you need me, what you need, find a poor and the chance that I forgave you. You heard it in my face, now I no longer need you. Oh, baby, bring to me rhythm of my eyes, thinking of my time. Left it behind, said I runs in my mind. Left it behind, taking my time, said I've lost my mind. Thank you. Thanks for having us. I think we've had just about enough. It won't take too much to set things up. Down, going down. I know my brother backed me up. Do you hear? Tell me what to do. You suck the life force from their soul. You offer nothing to the poor. Tell me where to be. Tell me what you say. Tell me who I am. Tell me what you do. It's time to rock the Browns tonight. It's time we kick this up a notch. Do, do, do. Tell me what to say. Tell me what to do. Tell me who I am. Tell me what you feel. Yeah.
Please tell me, God, out of here. Everybody, also here is Torin Wolf, who's a
Hey guys, I'm not going to take a lot of your time, but I got risk into account when you made a decision to come out here. And you had the courage to stand up and come out anyway. And I got to tell you, look at your neighbor. Look at the person sitting next to you. Look at the person standing across from you. And say thank God on the line. Thing that I'd like to convey to all of you, and that's that this movement must, at its core, to meet Danny after broadcasting on his radio network for the last 2.5 months. I've met many people here who are not listening to We the People Radio Network. I tell you, you guys, in the sense that you've got people who are sort of on the progressive side of this game, you've got people who are on the conservative side of the aisle, you've got people sort of everywhere in between cameras. When we are the ones wielding the microphones, then they can't get away with what they could get away with even just a few. I think there's nothing right now that this movement needs more than courageous people willing to stand up in love, in peace, and in friendship, and in truth. And come out.
You folks that listen to the Power Hour, you know that for years I've been screaming, what part of a War of the Worlds scenario? An alien force has invaded our land, and bickering and moaning and getting all upset and saying, I can't fight with you because you're this, or I can't fight Anderson for his contribution to making this happen. He's paid for most of the food that you're eating. If you haven't eaten, please, there's plenty. He's here! Everybody's been coming up and asking me, when's it going to come out? It's here. We got him. And you have our permission. It's already been posted on the internet. It's already going out there on YouTube. It's going to go up on cable access. People are already making copies. Yeah. So we got to get this out here. It's not about copyrights and about, you know, money and all that kind of stuff. Because if I'm more concerned about money, then it makes me just as bad as the perpetrators. The bottom line here, folks, we've got to stop this madness. And it means education for everybody. So, with that said, share the wealth, share the information, tell everybody about the Genesis. Okay, Jack, I'm going to turn it over. And if you want them, I got them. See you, buddy.
If I ever get a sniff of you, I'll be the first one to kick you. I'm telling you. Instead of the regular media, who cares what Paris Hilton's doing? She's a dog. I mean, she's not a dog. I love dogs. I don't know what to compare it to. She's a devil. She is a devil of the devil people. If there is a creator, you are the children of the creator. I'll put it that way. Education is the key to freedom. Go home and educate your friends and relatives. And that's all we can do. That's all I have to say, and thank you very much. And let's
bring up Torin Wolf. Torin he was in the war in Iraq. He'll tell you what the truth is. I want to give him a few minutes to tell you.
Those dirtbags out there, they will tell you to do this. I'm going to humbly request, if you will please turn. That's not a publicity stunt. That's who I am. That's not just trying to, you know, play on your patriotism. That's who I am. And I want to thank you for showing up, for being here, for coming in from, well, we came from Texas. We had people coming in from Michigan, Illinois, Arizona. We've got people coming in from all over the country because they know, down in their deep heart of hearts, that this is the right thing to do. This is the right place to be. This is the right stand to make.
Watch them fantasize while we lay paralyzed. You want revolution?
Tell me, I can't breathe, I can't see, through my tears.
I don't know what I'm there to do. The bullets they kill you, then the police surely will, surely.
So we know where to go get some more. The only way this band's grown because we're very we're very politically incorrect, as some labels who came out to see us told us. And we always said to them, like, why the hell did you even bother coming out here, man? You know, they like the music, they hate the message. And tone it down, the message, tone down the video content, and we'll talk to you, man. It's like, dude, what you have to sell, I don't want to be a part of. You're part of the system that is killing America, man. And, you know, all the money in the world doesn't mean anything if you have no friends, if you have no family, and you have nobody to love. And most rich people, not every rich person that I know, most rich people are miserable. And a rich man, like a pretty girl, always has to worry about who their friends are and who loves them and who really, like, actually cares about them. Because the whole time in the back of their mind, they're always wondering, are you here because of me, my soul, my spirit, who I am as an individual, or is it because of what I look like? Or how I can provide the cool ride for you.
I don't have that problem.
I don't have that problem either, man. So, you know, the beautiful thing is... Yeah. Man, we are so brutal back here.
You are illegally operating in this airspace. You're flying under the air limit. Okay, we called your numbers up. We reported you to the FAA.
Look, brothers, either we are free or we're not. And if we're not, then let's do something about it, okay? I'm tired of having to worry 2 o'clock in the morning if the cops going to, like, bust me just because I'm out. Okay? Victimless crimes have got to be stopped, being prosecuted. All right, here we go. A couple songs from Made in America called I Want to Know and Control.
Didn't anybody tell you what's going on? Didn't anybody show you? You have gone wrong. See the stars burning in the sky. They are your signs. Did you do it for the money? What price for your soul? That's just what you know. What are you fighting for? Come to the light, shine on, real God's comes in. Did you see the leaves falling from the trees up on the ground? I see you taking sides, this time you're wrong. Look at your reflection in the mirror, I do like what you see. In the darkest hour, do you know who you can count on now? Cause I just want to know, what are we fighting for? Come to the light, shine on the old God's glory. Thank you.
I want to thank We the People Radio Network and Danny Romero and Ted from GCN and my other brother John from RBN. Never have I seen so many hurting people in this world.
Never have I met so many hurting people in this world.
Don't let the lights mesmerize your eyes as they flicker in the darkness.
Don't let the lights mesmerize your eyes as they flicker in the darkness.
Can you leave this world behind you, or do you live for it?
Can you leave this world behind you, or do you live for it?
Try and comprehend what's going on in Italy. Cross off the franchise, I just want to know, what are we fighting for? Come to the light, shine on, till God's forever. I just want to know, what are we fighting for? Come to the light, shine. When I was young, my teacher told me I was free, yeah. And as a child, I grew up programmed by TV, yeah. As a teenage boy, I found out just how free is free. I took a toke from some good smoke when a man came down on me. Yeah, we're gonna take back control.
Take it back.
We're gonna free our soul. We're gonna take control.
Take it back.
Lord, please save my soul. What's it gonna take to make you realize that you're not living free? No. When we fight for your rights, only doing what's right, they'll knock you to your knees. Yeah. What's it gonna take to make you wake up? You gotta fight to stay free. Yeah. Gonna take a spark to set things off. Say it out, river. Yeah. We're gonna take back control.
Take it back.
We're gonna free our soul. Gonna take control.
Take it back.
Lord, please save my soul.
Satellites in the skies broadcasting lies to billions of people. Cameras on the streets checking who you meet. We call this freedom. All it takes to make you wake up. Yeah, I'll fight to stay free. Whoa. Y'all take a stock and set things off. So let's head on revolution. Yeah. We're gonna take back control.
Take it back.
We're gonna free our souls. We're gonna take control.
Take it back.
Don't free save my soul. Freedom, take back control. Again, thank you. As others mentioned earlier today, there is only one candidate. Only one. And I wish it was a ticket with James Tropicana, but Ron Paul, a Republican, and James Tropicana, SVP, and people can get elected from jail in America, and I love that. Especially when a good man's in jail. Could you imagine that? That would totally mess up the infrastructure of the elite, because you could vote for Republican if you're Republican, and you could vote for a good Democrat that's Democrat. And you can get both parties voting for you. But, you know, that's only in dreamland, so. But Ron Paul's a great man. We've been following him at least 20 years, and he's always been Dr. No. He always warned us about so much stuff that has come down the pike every time. And we love you, guy, and we wish you health, safety. Don't take any planes if you don't have to. That's one of the favorite ways that the government Arkansas'd you, and yeah, Arkansas, it's Billy Clinton days, man. It's coming back with Hitlery, yeah. I mean, the system is so bad when you can elect only one family. The Bushes and the Clintons are the same, okay? They all come from the Rockefeller teeth. Yeah, raise your hand if you're hungry, and then they'll figure out how much food's left to make, and then,
you can have it your way, sir.
And like an orange fly in a corner and a little fly orange drinking.
You might have noticed we got this little van back here. It's got some shirts and some CDs. You've heard a lot of the songs that are off of those CDs. A lot of the stuff that you haven't heard yet on a CD we got coming out. If any of you are interested, we could use some gas to get home. So we got some specials going on. Swing on over, take a look. A lot of extra features on some of this stuff. You pop in your computer. There's all sorts of nifty, like, interactive videos, pictures, educational material for those of you who like to homeschool your children.
We got a song request earlier. It was for I'd Rather Die Than Be Your Slave. Yeah, if you can just turn up the acoustics just a little bit. Life presents such possibility each and every day. Put a calling that was right for me. Rain for strength for what's ahead of me. Sun was high and burnt the night away. Stood me, fall me, was my enemy. Don't tread on me. Come to take away my liberty. I'd rather die than be a slave to thee. Don't treat me this way. I'd rather die than be your slave. I will survive. You feel my rage. It's not a question of being brave. I'd rather die than be your slave. Didn't matter who shot first that day. They killed my brothers. They lay dead by me. Hit them hard, we made them pay that day. We hung the traitors from the highest tree. No mercy from me. Lost the life, people said. Sacrifice for God and country. No more gallantry. Never ground that was in front of me. This was the price to pay for liberty. Till you hear me say, I'll die then be your slave. I will survive. Then you feel my rage. It's not a question of being brave. I'd rather die than be your slave. Our toys have changed while man has stayed the same.
Evil in his way.
Tribal families rule not over me. I will not let them rape my liberty. Still you hear me say, I'll die then be your slave. I will survive. Then you feel my rage. It's not a question of being brave. I'd rather die than be your slave. I'd rather die than be your slave. Oh,
And I know I will survive. I will survive. And I'd rather die than be your slave.
Had something that woke you up. Everybody here took some kind of wake-up pill, whether you disconnected from the Matrix, from the Borg, from the Beast. But something happened to you that you're mad as hell, and you're not going to take it. This next song is Prayer for America. It's kind of a special song for us because shortly after we finished it, you know, 911 happened, and
this is Homeland Security, ladies and gentlemen, at their finest. They're beginning to do their intimidation program. It is now about 8:35, and they're probably going to continue this on into the night. It's a typical standard procedure for the FBI, similar to things that they did at the Randy Weaver situation. So we want to make sure we videotape all of this, and let's show America and the world what kind of people Homeland Security really is. Okay, so we're gonna keep on filming this, keep on going with this orchestra here. But I think this is gonna try this stuff throughout the night. But we're gonna let everybody here in Lebanon and Plainfield and the rest of the country know that Homeland Security are nothing but a bunch of mercenaries are here to intimidate and to do nothing else. That's good. Frankly, I called the airport up a short time ago, or we did, and we asked them to stand clear at 1,500 feet because we're going to begin to put up fireworks at about 9:30. So we didn't want to have any of them get hurt, so we asked them to stand away, and we wanted to thank them for the show that they gave us, this air show they gave us all afternoon. So let's see if they appreciate the credits we gave them. Stay posted, folks.
Hey, Mr. Brown. They're just new Poker Face fans, man. You know, they're trying to get as close as they can and hang out with us, you know.
Absolutely, yeah, you're right. There you go.
You know what? Humor kills them, okay? Because humor means we're laughing at them, okay? They're always trying to make little of us, but they're the ones with the small, okay? Woohoo! Alright. Only people that have a small woohoo need to do something with power because they're making up for their insecurities. So, I don't think Mama hugged them enough as children. That's what it was. The song is Prayer for America. I cry for my country and the pain that it's been through. She's been made to suffer for the profit of a few. Storm clouds are all forming. Winds of change now touch our shores. I hear forefathers are crying as the dreams being crucified. America, I show my love for you in all that I do. America, I show my love for you in all that I
on to. Oh, that I do. I pray for my country and for friends and family, mourning in the ignorance, while staying safe within the dream. I will fight for freedom,
freedom,
and where's liberty?
Oh,
I will fight for freedom while slaying corporate dynasties. America, show my love for you in all that I do. America, America, I show my love for you in all that I do.
See it in your eyes, I love you. See it in your eyes, the love you have inside.
No, never let you down as long as I have breath. After all I've fled and no one's left, is as I pick you up and set you up and set you back up on your feet. After all I've fled and no one's left, I will always be there. I'll be there by your side. I'll never let you down. I cry for my people in this time of tragedy. And I will fight for freedom, and the truth will set us free. And the truth will set us free. I say hallelujah.
Alright, we got two quick songs. And I think
one.
Oh God, okay, we got one. We're gonna do Illuminati, so. Check it out. Hey!
I feel nothing, nothing but pain and misery. You always wanting something, something for nothing. That's what you do. I see right through you and watch you, what you do. I see through. Why must you breathe so much insecurity from your greed? I can see right through you and watch you, what you do.
I am break free from these chains that bind me. I can see right through you and watch you. What you do?
All right. Everybody here, give yourselves a round of applause. Because history is made by those who show up. It's time to stop talking the talk, and it's time to start walking it. We want to thank GCN, we want to thank WTPRN, RBN, we want to thank the Browns, PokerFace.com, MySpace.com/PokerFaceMusic. Thank you.
The anti-ceremony is about to begin. Somebody say it with me.
Wake up!
We did take some material and make a giant H here in the swamp, so that Homeland Security would have a nice, wet, muddy place to land. They'll have to fight the mosquitoes for who can suck the most blood. Maddie Weaver, folks.
This is just a psyops deal where they pull this stuff when they go into battle area. In Vietnam, they go in and try to get the VC to draw fire so they knew where to bomb them. If we have an agitator around here, keep your eye out, because all they need is one guy to shoot at them, and they will bomb us all into eternity. Keep your eye on everybody.
On the other hand, Randy, we're safe from Al-Qaeda. They're guarding the airspace. Any Al-Qaeda with box cutters that might hijack a commuter plane and crash it and hurt us, they're doing their job.
That's why I pay my taxes, for their security.
Folks, blue eye.
This is really amazing. Let's see, it is 8:44 Eastern Time on this 14th of July. And as you can see, got some visitors here at Ed Brown's. They've been here all afternoon going around in circles, and now they're getting real bold, flying very low and shining down a spotlight. I think they're going to come over and say hello to me now. Peekaboo, I'm looking at you. I just turned the light on here at the porch, so I'm under a spotlight, so they can see me big time. I hope you folks are watching on the internet. I just waved at the helicopter there. Oh, he turned his lights off. Isn't that nice? He didn't want me to see him anymore. All right, I can still see you. Thank you.
his character. They're calling us tax cheats. They're calling us fanatics. They're calling us weirdos. I don't care what you call me, but I have one question. Where is the law? Show me the law.
Can't let this turn into a rational debate, because if they do, they lose it. So they have to insult people and say it's frivolous.
We felt like that there was an overall arrogance and that they were railroading Mr. Carroll and wanting us to participate. Judge Coogan, he looked right at us and he said, I will instruct the jury according to the law. We were sent to the deliberation. The judge promised us that he would give us the law. And we looked and we looked and it was not there. We wrote a note to the judge asking for a copy of the law. 10 minutes later, we get a note back. You have everything you need. But there was no law. And he had promised us. At that point, I felt betrayed. I felt like this man promised us the law, and that's what this whole thing is about, the law. We request it, and he still denies us the law.
And the reason they didn't do it was why?
Because there is no law. Remember, we're talking about the Illinois state law here, okay, which is a law in Illinois. So we got out that law, and we read it several times, and I said, okay, wait, you know, because they kept saying, but this is a law in Illinois. And I said, look at the beginning of it. It says, anyone required to file a federal income tax return is required to file an Illinois tax return. I said, if it is true that he's not required to file a federal return, then that nullifies the Illinois law. Two people, they kept saying, but he's going to get by with it. And I said, what is he getting by with but his rights? If there is no law, he's not breaking a law. He's just standing on his rights. Are we going to deny him that? That's when this one juror sat back and kind of rolled his eyes and he said, you mean we don't have to pay taxes? All of a sudden we realized that this trial was much bigger. And the ramifications of this trial were going to be so broad if it actually got out. I mean, it's like we had just discovered this great government secret. And so when we came out for the delivering of the verdict, the judge was, I'm sure, even at this point, I'm sure he still thought we would pass, given guilty verdict. And the reason I say that is because of the look on his face when the first not guilty was read. His face just turned white. I mean, it's like, I don't believe this. The second time, you could hear people out in the audience, just in the courtroom, you know, just going, wow, you know. And the judge is just getting red in the face. I mean, he was just livid. And the judge got up and left. I sat there and I thought, this truly is a victory for the people. And I have never felt more patriotic. And I knew that we had done the right thing. I looked at that man, Mr. Harrell, and I thought, the system might not work all the time, but this time, for that man, it did.
Look for this live broadcast from Plainfield, New Hampshire, at Ed and Elaine Brown's home. This has been the Live Free or Die concert, and it is now just about 10 minutes after 9 on this 14th of July, and I don't know if we can still see it. I'm sure you can hear it. The helicopter's been buzzing us all day, and is now basically dousing a spotlight into the woods looking for something or somebody, obviously for some trouble. But we're going to continue to videotape But we're going to stop the streaming on the internet. We thank all the folks out there that have been watching and sticking with us through this pretty historical event. Let this be a line in the sand. And for all the law enforcement folks out there that are obviously monitoring this stream, please understand that the rights that we're fighting for are the rights of your unborn grandchildren. If you don't understand that, if you for some reason have bought into the propaganda that we are anti-government or we're anti-this or anti-that, well, you're wrong. We are pro-Constitution, we are pro-America, and we're trying to stand up and fight because the rest of the American people are just too ignorant to understand what's been going on with our country. Now, if you're law enforcement, you know as well as I do that many times you bring in a perpetrator and before you've even filed your paperwork, that bad guy's back out on the street again because of the bureaucracy. And you know doggone well that the amount of money that you guys are worth, you're certainly not paid. The bottom line here is you've got to understand that we are not the bad guys. We continue to offer you all an open hand and not a clenched fist. Please understand that we are doing this for you. You may not understand it. You may not believe it. But if you think about it, I'm sure you're not stupid. You'll figure it out. This is for your unborn grandchildren. Take a look at what you're doing to America. Is this the America that you want? I don't think so. This is Dave Von Kleist from the Power Hour. And from Plainfield, New Hampshire, we thank all you folks out there listening and all you folks out there watching. God bless you, and God save this republic. Heaven help us all if this tyranny continues.